This is Dr. Mejia again for the patient Natasha Periquito. Medical record is 148833, December 10, 1989. Referring physician, self-procedure perform EGD, sorry, colonoscopy. Secondary procedures, biopsies, neck hyperlapectomy. Date of the procedure, March 4, 2022. Indications, family history, colon cancer, diarrhea, history, ulcerative colitis. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2. Mild proctitis, number 3. 2 colon polyps removed. Number 4, otherwise normal colonoscopy, perioperative. Deformization, cecum, terminal ileum, complications, non-immediately, medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care, perioperative. Open procedure, aspirin, colonoscopy, template, perioperative findings, and rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. In the rectal, the smear, edema, the rectum, mucosa, biopsies taken, perioperative. Sigmoid descending colon, otherwise appear normal, appear in the descending colon, there's a diminished fold about 3 millimeters, pair removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, perioperative. Spinning flexure appear normal, perioperative. Transverse colon, hepatic flexure appear normal, perioperative. Ascending colon appear normal, perioperative. In the cecum, there's a flat polyp about 8 millimeters removed as neck hyperlapectomy, perioperative. Terminal ileum appear normal, perioperative. Biopsy taken from the right, left side, and transverse colon, given the patient's prior history of ulcerative colitis, perioperative. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet, 3 fiber supplementation, next number, monitor clinically, next number, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.